Ibarra, Barker, and Abreu, each with 2 points for a total of 32 points. For North Huron, just 3 scores altogether. DeAndre Morris with 14, Ty Knoblach had 13, and then John Hoodie just pitching in 2 points. So realistically, pretty much just 2 main scores for North Huron, and yet it's a 3-point ball game after 2 quarters of play, 32-29. Free throws. North Huron has shot 5, as has Deckerville shot 5. North Huron has made 1 more than Deckerville at 3-for-5 for 60%, compared to Deckerville's 2-for-5 for 40%. Largest lead of the night was Deckerville by 12, 30-18, with 2:45 left in the second quarter. And in the final less than 3 minutes, North Huron in that 11-2 run. North Huron has led no more than by 4 points when it was 4-0 with 6:15 left in the first quarter before Deckerville went on a 10-0 run to make it 10-4 with 3:33 left in the first half quarter. And it's been back and forth altogether. 4 lead changes through the first half, 1 tie so far. And John Mooney, as he's compiling here, is shooting as we have the Pee-wee players out here for North Huron doing a little half-time action. 4-on-4 action. You know, they play 8-player football here, so why not play 4-on-4 for the Pee-wees at halftime here? I do believe it's a split squad is what it comes down to.
Shooting is dead even.
What you got there?
It's amazing. Let's start with Deckerville. They're 13-for-37. That's 35% totally. For North Huron, they were 11-for-34, 32%. This is statistically almost a tie. But what's really hilarious is that on the three-point line, okay, North Huron, 4-for-14. Deckerville, 4-for-14.
No kidding.
So that's the only washed out on there. But as far as the inside is concerned, and this is where the game is, North Huron was 7-for-20, but Deckerville was 9-for-23. Got 3 more shots. We're rewarded for it. 35% for North Huron, 39% for Deckerville. And there's your difference right there.
Yeah, no kidding. So both teams 4-for-14 from the three-point land, which would be a percentage of 28%. So not terrible. We've certainly seen worse this season at 28%. Pretty good average there, but then 35% for North Huron on the inside, 39% for Deckerville. With 35 and 30, the away team is at a higher percentage than the home team, John, so far through 2 quarters of play.
The way things are going for both teams, I think they're just glad to get the first half out of the way, and here's where the real game is going to be.
It feels that way.
I'm sure Deckerville is pleased with the fact that they've got themselves a 3-point lead going into the second half, but they're also wary of the fact that they had a lead in their game on their home floor. And so they've been there before, so I expect them to go ahead and come out with a little more defensive intensity.
You know, they always say when each game is typically comprised of about 4 major runs.
Yeah.
We've seen 2 of them already, just from Deckerville alone.
Depends on what you do with the first 3 minutes of the ball game, last 3 minutes of the first half, first 3 minutes of the second half, and, of course, the last 3 minutes of the game.
And then So you just said 12 minutes there, so you've got...
And the rest is just marking time. Don't get yourself in foul trouble.
All right. As distracted here by the Pee-wee players, quite the game here. They also did action at the halftime of JV.
They're playing some good 4-on-4 basketball.
Definitely. All right, so, John Winnie, what do you expect to see here in the second half?
Second half, what worked for North Huron was to get after them and looking for that cross-court pass, picking it off, and going for the races. That's where their game is. 3-point shot, I know I'm going to see another, I mean, they take 14, so I think we're going to wind up with a game probably around 28 to 30 three-point launches. But Deckerville, it's working for them too. They really had it moving for them. But they've got the advantage on the inside. Abreu is like you said, he's a presence out there. Now, it hasn't really showed too much as far as scoring is concerned because he has, 1 bucket, and that's it. But he's intimidating people on the inside. North Huron is having problems getting that ball inside against the zone that Deckerville has put on. So probably about more of the same.
Now, John, turnovers for North Huron, they have 8 in that first half. Deckerville with just 3. It seems like every time Deckerville, North Huron starts to get something going, all of a sudden it's like three turnovers in a match.
If you're
going to
play the turnover game and win it, and also the second, third shots, which Deckerville is going to do, that's going to disappoint a lot of North Huron fans. And so the Warriors are going to have to get that fixed right away.
And just like that, we're already starting the second half. Very extended pregame, but shortened halftime. All right, we're getting things rolling here. Deckerville will be inbounding to start the second half. That'll be kind of inbounding to Derek Snyder with 8 minutes on the clock in the third quarter. Deckerville 32, North Huron 29. Over to left wing to Ibarra, dribbles back up to the top. Skip pass to the right wing to Kindeth.
Look at North Huron come out.
In his own defense, 2-3. Trying to find those passing lanes, trying to pick off Deckerville. They've done it three times so far tonight. Abreu at the left wing starts his dribble. Foreign exchange student from Mexico. Over to Ibarra down the baseline, goes across the paint into Abreu inside
there
the lane.
Is.
Off the glass, no good. Rebound North Huron for the 18th rebound for the Warriors tonight. Tyken Oblak at the top of the key. Into the corner for Shapinski. Thought about taking the three, but he fumbled the incoming pass a little bit. Knoblack at the left wing, dribbling back up to the top against Snyder. Deckerville also in a zone defense.
And they're coming out on that three-point shot.
Brad Hoodie into the corner, feeds it to Shapinski for three. No good. Will Case gets the offensive rebound. He's double-teamed. It's going to be a jump ball possession arrow in favor of North Huron.
I like to see Will Case just get mad out there.
He's in bright. He's only a freshman out there, getting some solid minutes. Bright future for the freshman from North Huron. John Hoodie gets it to Will Case. Back to John Hoodie. Starts his dribble. Double team there. Nearly traveled with it. Gives it to Shapinski at the free throw line. Inside the paint. Jump shot's no good. Rebound Carlos Sabara for Deckerville. At the left wing. Dribbling. Broke some ankles for his defender. 6:45 left in the third. Still 32-29. No score yet in this third quarter.
Asher thought about it.
Asher passes over to Kynath, opposite wing. Back to Asher. Top of the key. It's a tip pass by Shapinski. A turnover for the Eagles. Over to Brad Hoodie. And the layup is good for Hoodie. His first 2 points of the night. 32-31, a one-point ball game. And Deckerville nearly turned it over as Brad Hoodie jumped on a loose ball that results in a jump ball possession arrow in favor of Deckerville.
It's the effort that I'm looking for. North Huron really got some hunger in their eyes.
Definitely. Abreu goes down the right side of the lane. A little too strong, though. Can't get that to fall. And we have a foul on the rebound. This will be an offensive foul. Foul goes against Lucas Asher. That's his third. Team's first in the second half as he would result in a push as he went over the back of a North Huron defender. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. 32 for Deckerville. North Huron, 31. The only 2 points in this half coming from the Warriors so far. 2 minutes in.
Big possession for both teams.
Tyken Oblak in the corner being guarded by Snyder at the free throw line. Nothing there to Brad Hoodie, right wing. To John Hoodie at the top of the key. Starts his dribble against Ibarra. Ibarra trying to reach in and grab it. 5:40 left in the third. Now Tyken Oblak at midcourt. Directing traffic. Passes to his right to Will Case. Top peg takes the three. This one's airmailed. But there's Brad
that.
Hoodie to clean up the boards and in for two. He has four. And a lead change in the third quarter gives North Huron the lead 33-32. Over to Ibarra down the right side of the lane. There's going to be a block called against
Case.
The Warriors. This is going to be against Case. Looks like he didn't move his feet fast enough. And that'll be Will Case's first of the second half, but third on the night. First team foul as well. DeAndre Morris comes off the bench, replaces Will Case, who just picked up his third. Isaac Kynath inbounding for Deckerville. And Ibarra into the corner, wide open to Derek Snyder, the left wing, tops the three, off balance. Rebound DeAndre Morris for North Huron. Morris one-on-one over to Brad Hoodie, and he is down, and somehow Morris gets the rebound as it was deflected off the rim. Was intended for a pass. Brad Hoodie takes the three from left wing, no good. DeAndre Morris gets the putback, and this one's in for 2 points. Morris with 16, North Huron out by three, and it's a 6-0 run for North Huron to start this third quarter. It's a 30-second timeout called by Deckerville, as head coach Dale Stolliger wants to discuss this one with his team and get things back on track. John Mooney, what are you seeing? I'm seeing a ton of hustle from the North Huron Warriors so far.
They really turned up the pressure cooker. That's what they're doing to Deckerville right now. And just out-hustling them, scrapping for